Tributes are pouring in for Te Arawa leader and longtime Māori education advocate Sir Toby Curtis, who died this morning aged 83. A proud Ngāti Pikiol and Ngāti Rongomai leader, his whānau are remembering him as a towering intellectual, a gifted orator and a tireless advocate for te reo Māori. Jamie Tahana reports.
Born at Lake Rotaihu in 1939, Nōpera Tamihana Curtis was the youngest of 15 children. His parents aspired for him to do well at school, but with that came the discouragement of te reo Māori.
My older brothers and sisters went through school speaking Māori. A number of them were unfortunately punished for speaking Māori at school. Because I was the last, and my parents made sure that I wasn't going to be punished. So they went out of their way to ensure I didn't speak Māori.
He planned to leave Hatopetera boarding school in fourth form, but his parents kept him there, selling a section of their land to fund it. For that, he said, he was driven to achieve something. And he did. After training as a teacher, he returned to Hatopetera as principal, before going on to academia, becoming a Fulbright scholar, then deputy vice-chancellor at AUT. He was also heavily involved in Māori broadcasting, helping form several iwi radio stations and Whakata Māori, Māori TV, as well as being chair of Te Māngai Pāho. Whānau spokesperson Arapita Tahana recalls a man with a staggering intellect, sharp tongue, straight talk and quick wit.
I think it was the Ardmore Teachers College. He had been advocating to establish a marae there to no avail. However, one day as they were moving some buildings onto the property, he was the person who had to go along and tell them where to put a building, and he quite deliberately put it not where it was supposed to go, but where he wanted a wharenui to go. And lo and behold, within a few months, that became a wharenui.
Toby Curtis spent his life challenging the status quo, driven by a belief that te reo is the key to getting tamariki to achieve. He also spent 16 years as chair of Te Arawa Lakes Trust. Another educator, former Māori Party co-leader Te Ururoa Flavel, says Tā Toby was a man of immense mana.
Anybody will tell you, as soon as Tā Toby walks into the room, you know Te Arawa's in the house. He served his people to the highest level and will rank as very much one of our most significant leaders from home.
But he also regularly challenged Te Arawa to do more to help their own. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, acknowledged his contribution.
He was a huge advocate for his people and a huge believer in the power of the education system when we get it right.
Tā Toby Curtis was a man who dedicated his life to challenging the education system. Arapita Tahana says his loss is not only to Ngāti Pikiao and Ngāti Rongomai, but all of Aotearoa.
His lifetime, starting out in a time where his language and reo was suppressed, his culture was suppressed, to now where a lot of his nephews, nieces, grandchildren are able to celebrate and practice being Māori every day. So to a large extent, I think he's achieved a lot more than perhaps he thought. I know he was still pushing hard.
Toby Curtis will be returned to his Rākaiao marae on Friday. Then he'll rest on the shores of Moana Rotuiti, guided by Maunga Matawhaura. E te rangatira, moi mai, moi mai, moi mai rā.